there's some songs, records, albums you were so happy to get your hands on, like maybe had it on your to-buy list for a long time.
Sure.
Finally got that one. I've been waiting for a while. I just hadn't been able to afford it or whatever. I was so happy. I couldn't wait to get home and throw that on the turntable and annoy my parents.
Did you wear it out?
I did. Great stuff,
Mom
man.
Mom and Dad hated AC/DC.
Turn that down!
Love it. I love that.
Great
it's Kevin
stuff.
And Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace.
Let's talk about Give Me Five.
You know, I'm still living. We got a story about today's Give Me Five. We'll tell you that at five. But we're looking for songs with living in the title. Living.
It's always funny because when I see that, I think, how many are there? And then you realize, oh,
it's weird.
Yeah.
It's always
weird.
There's
a tremendous amount.
And even if we come up with a few, you know, I usually try and have at least five ready to go. But then people call in. They're like, I'm like, oh, yeah. I didn't even freaking think of that.
Yep.
Great one. I love it.
We're going to do sports betting.
Nice.
As the big game happens this weekend.
Like you've lost some cash or things you stupidly bet on?
Yeah,
stupid
things you had to do.
Right, okay. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
If you lose this bet on this team.
So since we can say the Super Bowl is coming up, that's what we're going to talk about,
nice.
Betting.
That'll be at four.
People are dumb on the show. One American dollar.
Yeah, I have one I think. I don't usually like to do opinion ones, but this one I think you might agree with. So.
Okay.
We'll do that. Has to do with the bowl of superness.
All right.
As well.
And the Pizza Hut has a goodbye pizza.
What?
And they're suggesting that you send it before Valentine's Day.
Ha! A breakup pizza?
And it's free. I'll tell you about it.
Okay.
Coming up next.
Hey, by the way, we got Kings tickets, too.
Oh, right. LA Kings tickets.
That's right. That'll be sometime
between Saturday night, which I will be at.
You're, oh, yep. You're going to go.
Yep.
Of course. That's between 5 and 6.
On 95.5 KLOS.
Five Finger Death Punch pretending to be Mr. Kenny Wayne Shepherd and that blue on black cover there on KLOS.
It is 2/8/24. Which are important dates for Kobe Bryant, and that's why they're putting up his statue today.
That is happening today, right?
Yep.
At Crypto.com Arena. If you're in the general area, it's supposed to start in like 10 minutes or so. The unveiling, is that right?
Yep. It's going to be the 12th statue in front of Crypto.com. And again, his number was 24 and his other number was 8 and his daughter Gianna's number was 2.
Right.
So that's why they're doing it today.
That's
at
very cool.
3:30. And you can go online and see all kinds of tributes to Kobe Bryant and what he meant. Oh, yeah, there it is, yeah.
Yeah, we're actually watching on the TV set.
On the TV set!
They got all purple. That's very cool. The all the curtains and everything there at the Crypto.com is in purple and everything. So
it's hard to imagine that was 4 years ago.
No kidding.
That's just crazy to
me. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I would have loved to have seen what else he was going to bring. I mean, there would have been so much more he would have done for people, done for, you know, the players that are coming up and getting started and everything. And just so crazy. Such a crazy moment.
I was at a game. It was a playoff game against the Portland Trailblazers. And it was a game 7 and we were behind the whole game and I was mad.
Right.
And then we had a huge comeback. And the last play was Kobe throwing a alley-oop to Shaq. And the place exploded. And I always used to think that Kobe got kind of a raw deal about not passing.
Yeah.
I always thought that was a little bit of a
Yeah, because there's so many other players where that is 100% true. I don't feel that was the case with Kobe,
I mean,
especially
was,
with Shaq, man. I mean, they loved, you know.
I think it was true to some
degree.
But you also have to measure, is the person he's throwing it to going to make a shot?
Exactly.
If not, I'd rather Kobe take it.
100%. And he had so many of those moments where it's just like, okay, we're done. It's not going to happen. And all of a sudden, you can just sort of see it. You could see it in his eyes. He's like, no way, man.
He decides that things are going to go differently.
Yep.
So I really, really loved him.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm so sad. It was only 4 years ago today.
I don't really count myself. I mean, I've always been a basketball fan, but I don't count myself as like fans of players, particular ones for the most part. But I was a huge fan of Kobe. So, you know, I'm glad that they're doing that down there at Crypto.com Arena today. In just a few minutes, that's going to be happening.
There's just so few players that reach that level.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, the people that get to the NBA, most of college doesn't even get to the NBA.
Very little.
To
very
stand
few.
Out above the NBA like that
right?
is really amazing.
Yeah. I don't generally say, hey, go watch TV. But, you know, if you're not in the general area of Crypto.com Arena, you can't make it over there. Which I don't think anybody, just the public's going to be able to get into that anyway.
Yeah, probably not. It's probably already got.
So you might want to, you know, you're a Lakers fan. You want to, you know, you're a Kobe fan. You might want to just check that out.
Check it out on TV. It's supposed to start at 3:30.
And enjoy some exciting commercial messages in the meantime. I just had this printed in my basement. Doesn't it look swell?
You have what?
A $1 bill, and it's just for you.
Excellent.
Maybe.
I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need.
I do need one. I do need a dollar.
So these are kind of opinions, but it's sort of one of those things where everybody generally agrees.
Okay.
I think you'll agree with these as well. It's the top 10 Super Bowl halftime performances. It's kind of interesting. Have you ever looked at, and do you remember going way back in like the 70s, the 60s or whatever, early on?
Yeah, it was
on?
Like Up With People.
Up With People.
Right?
The like ASU played one time, the band.
They did?
Yeah, just these little bands and these little marching bands. Nothing. It was just sort of like, well, nobody's paying attention to this part, so who cares?
Wow.
Yeah, but clearly it's kind of gone on to be such a huge deal. Hey, let me ask you a question. Do you give a rat's ass about the commercials?
No, except for the fact that I'm watching the game anyway, so I'd rather they be entertaining.
Exactly.
Sure.
I'm okay with seeing them that day, but people are posting them early now, and they're all, who cares?
You don't really care that much about that.
So anyways, giving you a second here to think about the top 10 Super Bowl halftime performances of all time, according to this official list.
I am going to say, because my number one was... when it was raining and Prince was playing Purple Rain.
Prince is only number one on the list.
Is he?
Yeah, number one. You're getting... Hey, doesn't that mean you win a dollar right out the gate?
It does mean that.
Oh, well, no, you win. Oh, I thought you did.
Quite yet.
All right.
I'm trying to think of recent people that have done it.
I don't know. Go back to the you know, marching band performances. Yeah. Think of those, because they were amazing.
That's not.
By the way, One American Dollar is brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. Spend One American Dollar at Yamava. Maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit Yamava.com.
Recently, The Weeknd did it, and he was terrible.
Yeah, that was not a very well-loved one. But if you want, that's up to you.
I'm going to say, I think... Bruno Mars?
Bruno Mars.
Yes? Bruno Question mark?
Yeah. Unfortunately, Bruno got the big thumbs
not
down.
My favorite, above Prince, actually, is Dr. Dre and Snoop.
And 50 Cent, Dr. Dre and Friends.
Yes.
That was in 2022. Just 2 years ago. By the way, are you going to be watching? Are you going to be, and where? What are your Super Bowl general?
We're having people over.
Uh-huh.
But I check to make sure that the people that are coming over want to watch the game.
Right. See, that's funny because we have a friend who throws it and she invites intentionally all of us who don't care.
Right, which are, okay, it's fine.
Right.
As long as none of you care, it's all good.
Yeah, just get drunk and make fun of everything.
But if there's one guy at your party that cares, he's screwed.
Yes, he is. But
so, no, you just have to have the same mindset as everybody else.
Yeah.
I know the Who did it. I don't think that was largely regarded great.
You so far got Dre and Prince.
I know.
You like the urban sound, buddy.
I know.
You're in that top 40 frame of mind for the Super Bowl top 10 performances.
Springsteen did it. I think he was. I'm
going to
say Springsteen.
Bruce Springsteen?
Yes.
Back in 2009?
Was it?
The
yes, it's on the
Street
list.
Band?
Yes! On the list.
On the list, man. You
Sucker!
Got just one more, and you're stealing this dollar that I just made.
One more.
Yeah.
Who was last year?
I'm not going to help you with that.
I don't remember
you
who last year.
Some
was.
Bitch trying to.
Remember in 93, I believe it was, when Michael Jackson did the halftime show? And
is that when he got electrocuted or he caught on fire? Or
no, but he let a bunch. It was at the Rose Bowl. And,
right.
And a bunch of children ran onto the field, and I made it onto the field.
You did?
Yes. And I was thinking, how funny is it going to be if people that know me, like you, are sitting there watching and I'm dancing with Michael Jackson in the halftime show?
And I vaguely remember that story. How did you get busted for
there
that?
There were a whole bunch of people that were running onto the field. So I was like, I'm just
going
to jump right in there.
Most of them were a quarter your size.
They were, yes, unfortunately. And it's not quite as funny now.
But, yeah, right?
Yeah, I tried to. I got kicked out before it started. But I was on the field, and I was determined to get out there. But I don't think he's considered one of the best.
No?
Wow. Super Bowl halftime performances.
Yeah, the top 10, according to some old lady who lives in Duluth.
I'm going to say Beyonce.
Beyonce. Beyonce is on the list, which means you win a dollar bill. You can spend your dollar at any grocery store or prostitution ring that will take your dollar.
And I don't want to go to that prostitution ring.
It's going to cost you a buck to... Wow, I really want to rhyme it.
A buck.
I really, really desperately.
You can't do that.
All right, number
10. Number 10.
Paul McCartney from 2005.
Okay. I thought he was good.
Yeah. But you wouldn't have put him in the...
I don't think so, but...
Rolling Stones back in 2006.
Oh, the Stones, yes.
I was amazed you didn't go with Michael Jackson. And
he's
I don't
in
mean,
there?
Number eight, I'm not surprised you didn't go with him.
Let me tell you something real quick.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
When Michael Jackson did the halftime show, uh-huh. I listened to a podcast about him.
Right.
Specifically.
Right.
And behind the scenes people said when he came on stage... There was just standing ovation
really?
For like a minute.
Really?
And he just stood there and soaked it up
really?
And took in the minute. And the guy that said, the behind the scenes guy was like, all pumped in, all fake. All of that applause was fake.
And it wasn't? It was real?
No. It was fake. Not real.
Really?
It was all fake.
Really?
And he just stood there.
Really?
Yes.
And pretending he was being...
Yes, and I remember being there and thinking, oh, wow, this is quite the response.
Right.
I didn't know people would care this much.
Right.
I thought it was real, too.
Right.
It wasn't. It was completely fake.
Wow, that's bizarre.
Yeah.
That's just weird. Everything around him was yes, always, agreed. Always weird. Lady Gaga.
Oh, I forgot about her.
Made the list at number 7. You got
sure.
Bruce at 6. Madonna made the list of the top 10 performances.
Didn't care.
Super Bowl halftime Madonna at 2012. Yeah, that one well, I didn't. I always want to like Madonna, but I never ever really have. At all. Beyonce, you said number 4, Dr. Dre and Friends. You too. I'm surprised you didn't get.
You too.
Was number 2 on the list.
Yeah,
actually.
That was like 5 weeks after September 11th.
That's right. It wasn't
too
long.
It was in 2002
and right.
He put up a list of the
You're
people
right.
that passed away. That was very moving.
Very intense.
Wow, I forgot it completely about
yeah,
that.
Yeah. And at number 1, Prince. So enjoy your dollar, dude.
I will. Let's talk about Valentine's Day.
Oh, are we going to do hate songs or love songs on Valentine's Day? Marcy on her boot camp wants to do hate songs, which I love.
Okay.
Should we continue
but
it?
You love to hate them,
I
so
know.
Are you loving them?
I know. I'm
so
confused.
So are they
confused.
Love songs?
We'll throw it to the people that day.
We'll figure it
VD.
Out.
VD.
Valentine's Day is Wednesday,
yep.
And a lot
wow.
of people don't think their relationship is going to make it that long.
Wow, just till Wednesday.
Or don't want it to.
Or don't want,
sort
yeah.
of like, I'm done here, and I don't
want to go do a VD
right.
with this person.
Right.
I don't want to go and set up a, you know, get the reservation and get the flowers. I just want to break it off.
There's a lovely way to just break it off.
Yeah?
Listen to
okay.
this.
Okay.
Well, how about those couples who may not be so in love anymore? It turns out there is a tasty gift for breaking up. This is the goodbye pie. Pizza Hut is now offering them as a sweet yet spicy way to end your relationship before Valentine's Day. Pretty savage.
That's awesome. Good for them. You know, when I used to do hate songs, anti-dedication songs back in the 80s and
right.
early 90s, I was always like, what? What are you doing,
of course,
man?
Yeah. Of course.
Now Pizza Hut's embracing it. Right on.
You can send it's a pizza in the shape of a broken heart.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I think it's free, if they go on to say. I think it's free between now and Valentine's Day.
I think I'm going to be breaking up with somebody then.
Through February 14th, heartbreakers can send a free hot honey pizza to their soon-to-be ex.
Wait a minute. Hot honey.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Hot honey?
I've never heard of that.
I don't want honey on my pizza.
Same.
Wow, that's like a...
Maybe they're making it nasty because
yeah,
you're breaking
up. Yeah, I was
going
to say. Yeah, and it's free, so nobody...
Ooh.
Wow. Huh.
The limited edition pie comes in a custom box with a broken heart-shaped pizza.
That makes me happy.
I knew it would make you happy.
Make your bets. Place your bets. Place your bets. No more bets, please. No
Sports
more bets.
That you don't care about are a lot more interesting when you gamble.
Yeah, you know, I've
learned that.
Actually won a little bit on certain games.
Have you?
Yeah, you know, they have the office pool, and I'll just mark some boxes, and I don't know what the hell I'm doing, and
right.
I've won some cash.
Unfortunately, that's how it works. The KLOS Big Game Guessing Game is back. You can go to our website, 955KLOS.com, and you can say the important stuff, like the opening coin toss.
That's one of your
heads or tails.
Favorite things to do. You do that at every sporting event.
I really
Sitting
try to gamble
stands.
On everything.
Yeah,
yes.
Good for you.
What song will we be playing when kickoff happens?
See, that's awesome.
So that's a, like 3:28-ish p.m., I think.
Some people would say, well, there's only one of 10.
I don't think they would say that about this station as much as others. The type of product, the first commercial in the commercial break, the first product.
Very first.
Is it going to be a cereal, a car, a beer?
I love this kind of betting.
That kind
Where
of stuff.
Can you do this betting?
At KLOS, 955KLOS.com. You answer the questions, you print your form out, you follow along, and the top five listeners who get the most answers correct will win tickets to see Def Leppard, Journey, and Steve Miller at SoFi.
Nice.
For the Summer Stadium Tour on August 25th.
That's awesome.
And that brings me to my real topic for this hour, which is sports gambling.
Yay.
A lot of people gamble on the big game this Sunday.
Sure.
A lot.
They gamble on everything. Like you said, there's really nothing you don't gamble
on. I mean, I think that's over like $1 billion that's being gambled on Sunday.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
But when it comes to sports, you sort of lose your mind a little bit.
Yeah.
So I know for a fact that there's people who've had to get tattoos.
Oh, you mean like dare bets?
Like if your team wins, let's say Dodger fans, for example.
Right.
And Giants fans or whoever. Mm-hmm. If your team wins, you have to get this tattoo. If my team wins, you have to get this tattoo.
Right.
That kind of stuff happens a lot.
Now, do you do that sort of betting? I mean, you're usually betting for small amounts of cash. And
I try
thousands.
Not to do the tattoo thing, as I don't have any tattoos.
Me too. I kind of stay away from those. You know, you'll have to walk across a tight rope between two high buildings,
right?
Sort of bets.
There was a bet between two of my coworkers previously, and it was a paintball gun.
Oh,
the loser got shot with a paintball gun.
Oh, at close range?
No, but
still,
medium range hurts a lot.
Yes, it does. Who lost?
And I was Dave, the King of Mexico.
Let's call him.
I was angry at Ralph for going easy on him.
Wait, hold on.
Was Ralph in a good mood that day? No, he just felt bad for Dave because it looked like it hurt a lot.
Whereabouts did he hit him?
So everywhere. So we're talking about gambling on any sport.
Yeah.
What is the weirdest, strangest amount thing that you've gambled on sports?
And like you lost, or maybe you won. The other person lost.
Yeah. 818-955-KLOS. You bet on sports. The stranger, the better.
Yeah, the stranger, the better.
Money, but the stranger, the better. 818-955-KLOS.
I don't mention this enough, dude, but it's 420 right now, man.
It is. You're right.
Happy 420 to everybody.
Yeah,
man.
It happens twice a day.
Yeah, go ahead. That's cool. Everybody go outside. Have a little tote.
Because of Sunday, we're talking about sports betting.
Yep.
And the more bizarre, the better.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. What did you bet on?
We bet on hermit crab racing.
Hermit crab racing. Where?
At Weber's Bar in the Valley. Reseda.
That's pretty great.
How long a distance did the crabs have to move?
It was a round table, and they would start off like five or six hermit crabs in the middle, and they would race towards the outside edge. And whoever reached the edge first made it. And so my buddy and I got clever, and we figured out a way that you could freeze the hermit crab, and we took them out of those heavy shells, and we put them in plastic escargot shells. We won like every race.
You figured out a way to cheat at hermit crab racing.
Won all sorts of cool trips, like to Vegas.
Wow.
Champagne and all sorts of stuff.
We applaud you.
Yeah. You got to do what you got to do.
Well done.
Thanks for calling, man.
Talking about crazy bets. What have you got?
Back when Ali was the reigning heavyweight champion, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I got word from a friend in Vegas that he was setting himself up for a loss to somebody that he knew he could then re-beat, therefore becoming the only heavyweight in history to have regained the title twice. So I knew the fix was in on the first Sphinx fight, so I bet 1500 at 10-1 odds.
And you picked it up.
And I don't remember. You won that?
Absolutely.
Since when does a guy who knows a guy, since when does that tip work out?
Yeah, that never works for me.
That's crazy.
Quite the opposite.
Very cool. Thank you, man.
That was it.
Thanks. Bye.
Wow, nice. Very cool.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey.
My name is Luis. How you doing?
Good. Thank you. Dumb sports bets
that you participated in.
This. I was in Ensenada. I was a kid, but there was this game called Chicken Gaka.
Okay.
Basically, it's bingo or squares on the floor,
sure,
numbered, and then you bet on a number, and wherever the chicken takes a shit, That's the winning number.
That, I think, is my favorite new game ever. They need to get that in Vegas. I would sit down to that table for hours.
That is a pretty great way to gamble. That is
Chicken, I remember I was like 7, 8 years old. Recreation center of an RV place. Just imagine that.
Next phenomenal.
Anyways, you were brought up right.
Yeah. Phenomenal. Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
Wild sports bets that you participate in.
Billy from 1981 in the dark. Interesting out of the blue request there.
Yeah, I like
Why
that.
Not? It's the KLOS free ride brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
You know how people are superstitious about sports?
Yes.
There's an Egyptian story that is super bizarre. Egyptian football officials, which is soccer, sacrifice cow for better fortune at Africa Cup of Nations.
I heard about
that. Sacrificed a cow.
Now, there apparently is a god that's going to go, oh, hold on a second. They sacrificed a cow to me so that their team would win. I'm going to make it happen.
I don't know how that kind of superstitious thing works.
I mean, what is
I don't know if you were to have to explain the, in detail how that works.
Why is murdering this cow?
I don't know.
Going to bring your team good luck. What does that mean?
It's the same with all superstitions. It's the exact same thing.
But
you have your magical underwear. You have your shoes. You have the hat that you always wear in a certain way.
Rarely do bovine die, however.
That's true. Most of the time, cows are alive.
They're going back old school. So you said this is in Egypt?
Yep.
So I guess they've probably been doing that for a minute
now. The Egyptian Football Association killed the cow and distributed the meat to needy people in Cairo the day before.
Okay. I like that part. That's
not
good.
Terrible.
No. But did the team win?
No. They did it to wish the team better luck in the Africa Cup of Nations. They had tied 3 games in a row, and they said, goodbye, cow! Then they lost.
Give me 5.
Give him 5. Give it to him now, or there's going to be trouble.
5 songs in a row.
Oh, in a row, as well.
He's pretty demanding. Pretty needy.
5 songs in a row. Today's theme is living. Living.
I think we should explain how this came about.
When I first started here, it was 2021.
It's about almost exactly 3 years ago, damn near.
Which was peak pandemic.
That's right. Yeah, it's still lockdown pretty much.
And there was a report going on in Florida about a bunch of people that were down there on spring break.
Oh, right.
And we found this guy who we've never stopped laughing at. And every single time, well, let's play it.
Here's what he said.
COVID, I think I've had it. I think. Yep, still living.
I'm still living. So every time we ask each other how we're doing.
You know, I'll just straight up say.
Yep, still living.
Still living.
So, songs with living in the title.
I'd like an update on that guy, by the way.
Yeah, what's left of him?
818-955-KLOS.
That living in the title, living, we'll play it. Dedicated to him.
Yep, still living. Yep, still living.
So this one is for who?
Frank Ojeda.
Frank Ojeda, I love his request, man.
Agreed.
Songs with living in the title.
Yep, still living.
That is Living Thing, ELO. Frank Ojeda for the win. Suggesting that on social media, it's the KLOS free ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Songs with living in the title.
Hello, it's Gimme 5.
Living on a Prayer, Bon Jovi.
Who are you?
Sue?
Sue?
Yeah.
You got it.
Listen, people, just because they fit the category doesn't mean they're good requests.
Oh, you mean like this one?
Hobby said, come on, Ricky Martin.
Hobby.
Reptar also.
Reptar?
How tweeted for this.
How dare you people?
And our answer is no.
Is it? I hear it. It's on right now.
No.
No way.
No way. Not ever.
I'm with you on that one.
COVID, I think I've had it. I think. Yep, still living.
Still living!
COVID, I think I've had it. I think. Yep, still living.
I'm gonna go with Zeppelin instead. Heartbreaker / living, loving, made. A little better than Ricky Martin, I guess.
Super Bowl winners offered free orgiastic blowout from Nevada brothel.
Could you run that past me one more time?
So they're playing in Nevada, in Las Vegas.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Super Bowl winners offered free orgiastic blowout.
Is it the Chicken Ranch? Please tell me it's out of
the Chicken Ranch.
Yeah, the Chicken Ranch.
Yes, it is. Wow. Addison Gray and Alice Little, I don't know either of them, I promise, have spoken about the facility's generous offer of an orgiastic blowout to the winning team of this year's game. This is what I find funny. Not even the losers. Like, this is, this is a second place team is pretty great.
I mean, they could come like the next week
for it. They have to pay.
Oh, wow. And how, as a team member playing that sport after winning the Super Bowl, do you turn that down? Management's got to be saying, you guys, do not.
I don't know how you would take it. Wouldn't you feel super lame?
As a Super Bowl play, if I was a player and I just won the Super Bowl, I'm that age, I'm in that kind of condition, they're saying come out to the Chicken Ranch and have a party.
They are.
I'm going to say no. Are you kidding me?
The free to winners experience, fittingly referred to as a sex extravaganza, includes limo service, VIP bungalows. Let's see. Oh, you can also bring your romantic partner if you want.
Oh, well, see, that's nice.
So that's really cool.
Look at a 17-way going. That is incredible.
I assume that never happens. No one ever takes them up on this.
I don't think that's true.
I think.
I'm sure there's at least three or four team members and maybe one of the coaches and one of the water boys.
Schmoes like us bring it up.
Oh, yeah.
And that's their goal.
Is
for us to talk about the Chicken Ranch.
I like that you kind of feel that way. I think the exact opposite.
Really?
I think there's a good chance a lot of the team are really going to go.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe not. I don't know. It's my special fantasy.
I like your special fantasy. We do try to find stories that people are dumb because we want to feel better about ourselves.
Which is not easy.
At least we're not this guy.
People are dumb. A dumb dumb Kevin and Slugger, they ought to know.
Last week there was a contemporary art exhibit in Moscow.
Okay.
And there was an exhibit named Escape of the Goldfish.
Escape of the Goldfish.
So there was a shelf that had a bowl on it, and then there were goldfish that looked like they were jumping out of the container.
Interesting.
And then there was a painting on the wall of the ocean. So it looks like the goldfish is going, I need to get out of this bowl and get into the ocean.
Gotcha.
It was kind of cool.
Yeah, that sounds pretty interesting.
Until it caught the eye of a hungry security guard on duty. In a video doing the rounds Russian social media.
On video.
The intrigued guard can be seen approaching Escape of the Goldfish, casually pulling on two of the fish. At one point, he was holding the painting on the wall and trying to rip the two goldfish out.
So this is the security guard. This is the guy that's here to protect the Mona Lisa.
Yes.
And he's pulling this art installation to pieces.
Then he smelled the fish, which, of course, we assume is fake, and then he tried to bite it.
A delicious fillet of plastic fish.
When they confronted him about his behavior, the man simply shrugged and said, I had a tough night, very little sleep.
I had too much vodka.
He didn't say anything about vodka.
Way too much vodka.
He should have. We have four tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Edmonton Oilers. This is Saturday night at Crypto.com Arena. Everybody else can get their tickets now at LAKings.com/tickets. But if you'd like to win them, we can do a little hockey slang at 818-955-KLOS. We'll take caller 25. Good luck.
Hello, KLOS Radio. Who's this?
This is Josh.
Josh, you ready for some hockey slang?
Absolutely.
What does it mean to say that players are going to dance?
They're going to fight.
They're going to fight. Correct.
Fight, 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 fight.
You are in. You got four tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Edmonton Oilers this Saturday night at Crypto.com Arena. Congratulations. Everybody else can get their tickets at LAKings.com/tickets. Time for what we learned. I won one American dollar.
Dude.
By guessing four of the top 10 Super Bowl halftime shows.
Do you remember what the four were right away that you got?
No. We talked about...
give me my dollar back.
Kobe Bryant from the Lakers getting his statue unveiled today. That was pretty sweet.
Very nice to watch. We watched that live happening on Channel 4 at 3:30 this afternoon. That was very cool.
And weird sports gambling. A guy called to say that he bet on hermit crabs for years, 7 or 8 years, and fixed the races so he always won.
He was actually cheating and winning trips with his friend to Vegas and cash, and we salute you, sir. All right, I'm off to play with my hermit crab.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
You know, when I first
first started here at KLOS, Marcy asked me what my favorite song by The Who was. Mm-hmm. And I could tell it was, like, really important to her. I was like, okay. She didn't ask. She's never asked me about any other
so
band.
So this is like she's judging you on which song you're
answering. Yeah, because there's so many different sounds from The Who and, you know, eras. And I had to say that one because it's the most punk rock to me.
Has she ever talked to you since?
She just kind of snubs me in the hall and brushes past. But I love that sound. It's so lo-fi.
It does sound pretty lo-fi.
It's awesome. It's such a great song.
Hello, KLOS.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Can I request a tune?
Yeah, please. What do you want to hear?
Mr. Billy Squire, In the Dark.
Oh, I love that song. That's a damn good song. Who are you?
I'm Sean from Huntington Beach.
Yeah, you know, I don't usually do an instant request, but I think that's a fine plan. Why not? What's not? We'll do it.
All right, I'll turn on my radio.
Bob Dylan's 15th studio album, Blood on the Tracks, hit number one on the U.S. album charts this day in rock, 1975. It was his second number one U.S. album. R.E.M. got into the recording studio for the very first time on this day in rock in 1981. They recorded Gardening at Night, Radio Free Europe, and Don't Go Back to Rockville. David Bowie was awarded the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award on this day in rock in 2006 for being freaking David Bowie!